Right now, we're joined by the mayor of Chapel Hill, Pam Heminger. How are
Hello,
you?
I'm good.
It's been a
Happy
while,
summer.
right?
Yeah, it's been good.
So what have you been doing this summer?
We went away for a couple of weeks up to Western New York, where it was cooler. Of course, it's lovely here now.
Yeah,
so that's
right.
All good. And I will laugh because we attended lectures and concerts, and one of the themes for the week was comedy and the human condition.
Very nice.
It was a lot of fun. We got to hear from scientists who study laughter and comedy and how it's good for all of us, and we got to hear from Lewis Black. He gave the
awesome
opening address. Pretty funny guy.
In upstate New York?
You
can do that here most of the time, right?
I know. But it was just really fascinating to hear about how laughter is a great medicine for all of us. It reduces stress. It encourages togetherness. Most laughter you have in your life occurs when you're around other people.
True.
You can be watching TV, or that's sort of considered with people too, but you don't tend to just burst out into laughter on your own. Laughter produces endorphins and all kinds of good things. It actually compresses your lungs. There's a lot of exercise that goes on.
Good.
So it was fascinating to hear about that and about the studies they've done. Many more studies on sadness and depression than there are in laughter and comedy and things that make us laugh. So
I will say I have burst out laughing on my own in the past, though, too. That's equally healthy. You may look insane, but
it's good for your
you're
system.
Developing your health.
It's
yes,
very good
exactly.
for your system.
Yes.
It actually helps you fight off infections. There's all these wonderful benefits to laughing. So my advice,
that.
Get out there with groups of people and laugh together.
And laugh, yeah.
Yeah,
awesome,
it was good.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really good. So that's anyway, my family. We had a good time, and we've been back here. We had several ribbon cuttings this week. It was very exciting.
Yes.
We got to use the big scissors. We love that.
Is there only one pair of big scissors just in the community that just keeps getting swapped
no,
around?
No, I have a pair. Chamber has a pair.
Okay, good.
We take the big scissors where we go.
Where do you? There's got to be like a factory somewhere in a small town that just prides itself. Like our economy hinges on
big scissors,
right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. So lots of pizza opened up downtown in the main corner, Franklin and Columbia.
Have you eaten there
yet? I did. I got the first pizza.
Oh, nice.
So it's a 11-inch pizza. You pick out what toppings you want on it. They put it in the Hot Wheel oven. It takes literally 2 minutes as it spins around, and
really?
Then it comes back out,
oh,
and
I gotta
you have
check
your
that
pizza.
Out. Yeah.
It was very good. We had the Joint Chiropractic place open over at Rams Plaza.
Those guys are great.
Whole new concept over there, and they were serving donuts. So it was pizza to donuts.
Nice.
Healthy afternoon.
Really ribbon cutting. You have to laugh a lot in order to work off the calories.
Yeah.
From all
and
pizza
then
and donuts,
over to
right?
the
yeah.
launch event. The launch
oh,
has
right, yeah.
launched its eighth cohort and moved into their additional space is officially opened. It's over in the same area on West Franklin Street, 3,500 more square feet, and we now need even more room. So this innovation entrepreneurship is really catching on, and we're just so
That's
excited.
Really cool.
The energy is really, really cool.
Do you remember some of the new businesses in that cohort?
There was interesting. There was everything from racial equity training group to creating your own tours to healthy local fruit drinks and there was another gentleman who was doing something with medical innovation. I'm sorry, I'm blanking. So it's a wide range
yeah,
of things.
Like
which
a
is
whole
really,
bunch of them.
Yeah,
Did
really,
they have any of the healthy local fruit drinks at the
no,
event? Because that would have made up for the pizza and the donuts from earlier.
There was beer and vodka.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
So,
nice.
And lots of good food. So that was good. We like to celebrate with
yes,
food in our community.
Yeah, big time.
So that was really cool. And the next night, Carolina Brewery has done their remodel.
Remodeling,
and it
yeah.
looks really cool. You should come down and see
yeah,
and experience.
Meg McGurk was talking about this a couple of days ago, where now they've got the garage doors they can
yeah,
open up and
yeah.
you can open up to the window,
yeah.
which is the one thing, and I said to Meg a couple of days ago, like it's the one thing that's really sad about the ale house
closing
down was that they had that really
oh, right.
cool window, but
well,
now we
now,
got
now
it at
now you have
Brewery.
Across
it's
the
great.
Street, yeah.
yeah,
so no, it's good. And the new sidewalk got placed between the two parking lots that we've been working on, between the parking lot next to 411 West and behind the Roberson. There's
okay.
now a sidewalk, you know, a passageway to see that you can actually walk between, and so it's really easy to park back there and
cool.
figure it out and walk along. So those were mostly our fun ribbon cuttings this week, and the Purple Bowl we talked about already.
Yes.
It opened up earlier, same area, and we're looking forward to the Blue Dogwood Cafe coming over there. The Blue
Where's
Dog. It's in the same area over there with the launch cohorts and the Purple Bowl. It's around the corner there, and it's gonna be one of those things where there's gonna be 10 food booths inside,
yeah.
and you can wander through and have artisan different kinds of foods
oh, awesome.
And groceries and all those kinds of things.
Nice.
So that's gonna be really cool when it opens up as well.
Have you had Purple Bowl yet?
I haven't. I need to get
over there. I was going to do it earlier this week, and I missed my chance, so I got to do it later this week.
I got to get over there and do that. Yeah. No, I need to go over there. They had an event. They're trying a new product called Meet You There. They had a meetup event over there, which was cool. So lots of good things going on, and everyone's getting ready for UNC to come back in the session.
Yep.
And so we're trying to finish up those road projects. And a friendly reminder, there's a lot of those going on as we finish up the details. They're striping the road on Rosemary Street right now, so it's all blocked up at the moment. Go onto our webpage and look at the construction around town, and it shows you the map. It tells you about the projects. One that's not directly in our community but affects our community is they're beginning the bike ped roundabout project over on Pope and Durham Chapel Hill Road. And I know that's sort of a back entrance or side entrance for people coming back and forth. And it's going to be continuing on through this fall. So there'll be announcements about when they have to close the road down to actually install. Right now, they're just still moving forward with it, but that's coming along. And it's well needed. The roundabout there will be very well needed, so it's good.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's happening. Food for the summer. Still time to sign up, but we have 3 more weeks left. We're very excited. As of July 31st, over 40,000 meals have been served.
Nice.
We've had a great set of volunteers out. We've had some wonderful additions to the fun buckets with activities for the kids. And we are planning a huge eclipse party over at Hargraves Community Center for the kids and families who want to come from 1 to 3:30 at Hargraves. We're going to have games and food and very ways to watch it safely.
Nice, nice.
For the eclipse. So we are. If you want to come help or be a part of it, we welcome you to come. Be part of it. You can find out more at the Food for the Summer website. And then a wonderful turn of events. The last 2 weeks of Food for the Summer, the school system has to close their cafeterias in order to tool up for the school year. And we're partnering with our Razach, a Durham nonprofit that's going to be supplying the food for 2 weeks for us. And they have some interesting foods for the kids, and it's going to be very, very excited. We're very pleased that they came forward and were willing to work with us, so we're very happy.
It was someone else last year, wasn't it?
It was like the food bank last year.
Food bank, yes. I remember that. So what's the name of this one?
I'm sorry, it's hard for me to pronounce it.
I hadn't heard of it before.
It's A-R-R-A-Z-A-A-Q.
Arzak. Okay.
Yeah, Arzak.
So all right.
Trying. There we go.
Yeah.
You know, we had struggle with the Asahi berry last week. I'm still working on that.
I still can't wrap my mind around. It's like it's four letters in that word.
Yeah,
and it's like eight syllables to pronounce
it's,
it. But
it's very healthy, though.
I've seen the menu.
It looks healthy.
I haven't been there yet. I need to go
this
weekend.
All right.
You
and I are both going to go there before we talk next. That'll be
definitely.
A goal. There we go.
Yeah.
So next week, I'm headed off to a Mayor's Innovation Project Conference. It's going to be in Burlington, Vermont. We're talking about land use and inequality. The opiate epidemic and 21st century policing, but also innovation. That's the main reason to go, to find out what other groups and other communities are doing about innovation technology.
Yep.
Again, driverless cars. I know everyone likes to hear me talk about those. They're coming about.
We got a running count out in the newsroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've got another interesting article.
It's
here. I will tell you, Seattle and Portland are already got them in full force, and it's changed some dynamics in their downtowns. And it was interesting talking about it from a revenue standpoint. Fewer parking tickets being given out because the cars don't have to park in those street places. So people are being dropped off and going about their business.
And then they go home.
Yeah. And so.
Okay. So does that increase gas usage then?
Yes. Well, interestingly enough, your car stays parked 90% of the time.
Right.
So there'll be more cars out and about on the roads as cars are going back and forth, but picking people up. But there are some efficiencies to be as cars pick up different people in a route. So it drops you off one place. If you don't own the car, like if you're a driverless kind of Uber product, and then it goes and picks up the next person and takes them around to somewhere else.
Okay.
But the prediction is most of these cars are going to be electric.
Okay.
So we're going to need more, and that's what they're finding out in Seattle, too. They need more charging stations, charging stations. Well,
and I guess this is also really good if people start carpooling and, sharing cars and things like that. Yeah.
Think about, the state's already been talking about, think about what happens as all of our cars become more energy efficient and more cars become electric. Most of our road tax dollars come from sales tax off gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
So those numbers are predicted to drop severely, too. So there'll be a lot of interesting dynamics going on with all this, and we need to be thinking about that as we prepare for the future.
Yeah. And it's going
to
be a really gradual, there's not going to be, and I think when people talk about progress and they look ahead to great advances in the future, they think there's going to be that day when the light switch goes on and all of a sudden we've transformed. And when that day doesn't come, we get frustrated, but we forget the fact that things change a little and a little and a little every day.
Change is hard.
Yeah.
It takes
time. And slow,
time.
But it happens.
Cell phones, where we were with that. So
It'll
be interesting to see how, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to be a gradual progression, but it's coming. I mean, it's going to be here. So it's a very very interesting dynamic.
Yep.
So that's all going on. We have an open house next week on Tuesday, August 15th from 4 to 7 about the draft mobility plan. So if you're interested in that, please come on out and give us your comments. We're hosting it at Town Hall, and we'd welcome you to show up. We don't start back with council meetings until September 6th, which the meetings have moved to Wednesdays. Just a heads up for everybody. We will be probably having a work session on a Monday because Wednesday is a holiday. I'm trying to think. Rosh Hashanah?
It could be.
So,
well, that Monday's Labor Day, right?
Not so, that Monday.
The following.
Okay.
Monday
the 18th. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll be doing
that. The fact that you moved it to Wednesday means you actually have to meet that week instead of taking the week off.
Right. So lots of things going on.
Awesome. Cool.
And some forums starting up for election season.
Election season.
Will all be out there. And it's going to be a good fall.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.